Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm Brandon Brooks. Here's what's happening. The Philadelphia Teachers Union is suing the school district over asbestos problems at several schools. This after McClure Elementary School closed for asbestos, reopened, and then closed again due to more asbestos issues. KYW's Justin Udo was there when the lawsuit was announced.
PFT lawyer Deborah Willig says their suit is to ensure that moving forward, the asbestos problem is handled properly.
Their testing has been flawed, their cleanup has been flawed, and they should not do it without us. We are the safety check.
Willig says they are asking the court to make sure they are better included on asbestos issues.
That our environmental expert has all the access he needs.
The Federation says they're hoping to have a common pleas court hear the case by the end of the week. Philadelphia School District says they hope to work together with PFT without distractions to address environmental issues effectively. The battle between Safe House, a nonprofit that opens so-called safe injection sites, and Philadelphia's U.S. attorney continues. In a motion filed late Friday, the attorney asked a federal judge to declare such a site would be illegal. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports.
U.S. Attorney William McSwain has sued to stop it. He lost the first round. Judge Gerald McHugh ruled he did not make his case that safe injection sites are illegal. But McSwain is pressing on. So is Safe House. Safe House asked the judge for a declaratory judgment earlier this month that it would be legal for them to open a site.
If the judge were to rule with Safe House, officers of the nonprofit say they'd move ahead with their plan. Philadelphia could become the first U.S. city to have a so-called safe injection site. You have less than a week to catch a movie at the Ritz in the Bourse in Old City. After 3 decades, the theater's closing. Local film producer Josh Goldblum.
Waxing nostalgic because the Ritz at the Bourse for fans of cinema was an important safe space for us.
Other theaters have been bought and remain open. Goldblum hopes that can happen again.
It's up to other people, other artists, other entrepreneurs to keep these, if you will, cinematic churches going.
The final credits are set to roll this Sunday at the Ritz at the Bourse. A new addition to Philadelphia's independent bookstore scene is named for a Civil War activist. KYW's Shara Day Howard reports from Harriet's Bookstore in Fishtown.
Janine A. Cook, an activist, teacher, and now owner of Harriet's Bookshop, says rather than just putting people to work, she wanted to celebrate Dr. Martin Luther King's birthday with books, music, and community. And what better time for a space like Harriet's to pioneer the effort in Fishtown?
Socially focused, woman-centric, like we're going to keep going, right? And we're going to start as young as possible and have these conversations as much as possible so we can again evolve as a people.
Cook is looking to expand the shop by spring, including a children's space to keep the conversation going. That's the All Local. I'm Brandon Brooks. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.